No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 19th day of April. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Just 4 months into 2021, and we're getting an ominous assessment from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, a.k.a. NOAA. 2021 is likely to rank among the 10 warmest years on record globally, and the forecast for Texas points to a hotter and drier summer than normal this year, too. This raises the possibility that just months after a winter storm leaving Texans statewide without power, Texas could be plunged into darkness again due to high demand for AC. A preview of what could come happened last week with the supply of electricity in Texas tightening as the thermometer rose. A bill in the Texas Senate would have helped reduce energy demand in shortage situations. But as Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports, it's been swapped out for a new plan.
Last Tuesday, I got a notification on my phone from ERCOT, the operator of the Texas electric grid. It said a stalled cold front had led to higher electricity demand than expected. And then ERCOT asked people to conserve energy. This didn't make sense. So I stepped outside. It's not very cold here near downtown San Antonio. It's like in the 80s. And I'm pretty sure it's warm in Dallas and Houston and Austin too.
That cold front kind of stalled as it moved through Texas today. And so we've got higher loads than we were expecting.
That's Woody Rickerson, Vice President of Grid Planning and Operations at ERCOT, explaining that the cold front stalled before it reached the big cities. So, more people ran their air conditioners than expected. That means more demand than ERCOT had forecasted. And, Rickerson said, a lot of generators were offline for repairs, which means less supply than normal.
There's no reason for this.
Doug Lewin is an energy and climate consultant.
We should not get a call from ERCOT saying, please conserve. Please conserve. It should be automatic.
And one way to make energy conservation automatic? Something called demand response. Basically, using smart technology in people's homes to reduce demand on the entire grid in times of scarcity.
This is possible with existing technology.
Technology like smart thermostats that use artificial intelligence to run air conditioning and heating in a more efficient way, and that can reduce energy use in response to real-time data.
It increases reliability. It lowers costs for everybody in the system. Even people who don't participate benefit from that.
And there was actually a proposed state law that would have improved demand response, requiring that the state's peak energy demand be reduced by 5% through this type of smart technology.
And Senator Fortner, you are recognized on Senate Bill 2109.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
State Senator Charles Schwartner wrote Senate Bill 2109. On Thursday, he proposed a substitute at a Senate Committee on Jurisprudence hearing.
There is a committee substitute.
The new version of the bill could enrich a multi-billion dollar subsidiary of one of the most powerful conglomerates in the world at the expense of consumers across Texas.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The committee substitute first strikes the original bill and thereafter establishes the Texas Emergency Power Reserve.
The initial demand response version of Senate Bill 2109 was swapped out for a plan birthed by Berkshire Hathaway Energy. The company is a subsidiary of the Berkshire Hathaway conglomerate, which is controlled by multi-billionaire Warren Buffett. In late March, the Dallas Morning News broke the story that Berkshire Hathaway lobbyists were pitching this $8 billion plan to state lawmakers. It called for a new emergency source of power, controlled by the state, but built by private industry.
The program requires the placement of 10 1-gigawatt natural gas generation plants throughout the state.
Berkshire Hathaway Energy would receive an enticing 9.3% rate of return.
So 10 gigawatts right up front, it's essentially blackout insurance. You're not going to have this situation. It's going to fill that gap.
Chris Brown is the CEO of Berkshire Hathaway Energy Infrastructure Group. He defended the 9.3% rate of return included in the plan.
But here's the thing. Unlike others, we get a fixed rate of return or an allowed rate of return. We settled at 9.3. We looked at all the regulated utilities in Texas, and we targeted a return to the lowest return possible.
So I actually think that a guaranteed rate of return of in excess of 9% is pretty darn high.
Peter Crampton is the former vice chair of the ERCOT board, and he's an economics professor at University of Cologne.
When the United States borrows money, they're currently paying something on the order of 2%. So 9% seems pretty high to me for guaranteed rates of return.
He He's a fan of what Senate Bill 2109 used to be, demand response. But as for this entirely different Berkshire Hathaway plan,
this bill right now, it's heading in the wrong direction. It made a 180 away from effective market design toward a non-market solution.
Many energy companies say the new plan will dampen competition and decrease investment in the market at the expense of ratepayers. Crampton agrees.
It's a terrible plan for Texans.
In response to a question about why the initial demand response bill was swapped out for Berkshire Hathaway Energy's plan, Senator Schwertner's office said in a written statement that the legislature, quote, needs to look at all options, and this is one that has been brought up, which is why we are hearing it. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in San Antonio.
Senate Bill 2109 was left pending by the Senate Committee on Jurisprudence. If it's passed into law, it'll allow companies, including Berkshire Hathaway Energy, to bid on a contract to build the emergency electricity supply. It's a story we continue to follow here at The Standard.